Hello there. Welcome back to Habits into Health. This is Michaelann Conley. I'm a habit change coach, a holistic therapist, and I host this podcast show. We are all about turning around habits that don't serve you, and that includes how you deal with somebody else and their problem habit. If you're in a stuck place about your own issues, or you care about somebody else whose habit is creating problems, this show will help you connect information and action in a new way. First off, Habits into Health can help you deal with any habit. Our focus is on factors that all habits have in common, and that involves habits that hide underneath the situation that probably brought you here today. These hidden habits are an invisible layer that block you from creating the life you want. Second, we have a holistic perspective, and it takes you to a whole new level. Beyond willpower methods that focus on insight, and action plans that often don't create the peace that you want for yourself and your life. In every episode, you'll have the opportunity to practice for yourself new attitudes and skills that I've learned and pass on. The last few episodes, we've been talking about the pattern of being one down in your relationship with others. This is a habit in itself. First, we ask some questions to help you evaluate whether your situation is a one-time thing in the present, whether a current situation is triggering some of your past history, or whether you've got an established pattern no matter who you're around. This week, we're going to talk about that third scenario, where you find that your way of engaging with people has you stuck in feeling wrong, inadequate, as if you're the problem in the relationship. But it crosses relationships, so you feel it in a lot of relationships. Before we talk more about this, though, let's start with our Habits into Health practice. Experiential learning is at the core of what we do here, because in Habits into Health, we recognize that insight alone is not enough to create change. If that were true, then you'd be able to think your habit away. Transformational change doesn't happen that way. Action can create change, but action that is based on external reinforcement is limited, which is why so many of us don't sustain the changes that we want to make, because our actions are disconnected from our own deeper internal guidance. The Habits into Health model is designed to help you develop that internal guidance by building skills in self-contact and self-influence. This is a game changer when it comes to turning around self-defeating habits. If this is your first time, in each episode, we focus on increasing your awareness of subtle patterns. And that's the start in taking charge. One of my teachers, Stuart Heller, would say, thoughts have actions, actions have feelings, feelings have thoughts. And actually, you can mix it up anyway because actions have thoughts. Thoughts have feelings and feelings have actions and so forth. Let's get started in the experience of the connection between thoughts and action that most of us don't give much attention to. Let's have you think about something you're planning to do later today. Doesn't matter what it is. You can think about how you're going to get there, maybe who you're going to be with, and what activity you'll be engaged with. As you think about this, let your attention shift to what you experience in yourself as you think. This is a process that's going on in you when you're doing this activity of thinking about what you're planning to do later today. You might be hearing your own voice, hearing your thoughts. Maybe you notice a kind of energetic movement, how your thoughts shift, change, flow. Maybe you're seeing these thoughts as if you were reading words on a screen in front of you. Or you might experience pictures or images. Another option is you experience thoughts as memories or connections of memories, links between different experiences that you are putting together now. Next, let's make another shift. Become attentive to where you experience yourself during this activity of thinking. It might not come easily at first, and that's all right. Just give it a try. Follow my lead. Over time, you can become a lot more easily practiced in noticing where your thoughts occur. And right now you might be thinking, well, what does she mean? And you can just start by noticing as you think. What's happening, for instance, in your hands? In your palms of your hands or your fingers, your thumb or thumbs. Maybe you notice sensation in your wrists and up your arms. Or as you think, what do you feel in your lips, inside your mouth or your jaw? You could let your attention move upward towards your eyes, for instance. Notice that place between your eyes, at the bridge of your nose, or up into your forehead above your eyes. If you go directly behind your eyes, can you feel inside your head there? Do you experience any sensations? Tightness, buzzing, tingling, wetness, warmth, coolness. And then, you know, just check out what's happening at the top and the back of your head, even down into your neck and shoulders. What happens around your ears, inside your ears, or what you hear. You could say something to yourself, maybe just your name. And be attentive as you do that. What's happening in your lips, inside your mouth, with your tongue, inside your throat? So here's the deal. Your thoughts don't exist outside of you. You express your thoughts all the time with your facial expressions, the way you stand, sit, lie down, how you hold your shoulders and walk, the way you use your mouth. And if you think that the only thing that's going on when you think is thinking, well, think again. All of you is engaged in some way. And this involves muscular patterns of action. It involves movement and changes in you. They are chemical, they're hormonal, they're neurological, and they're expressed physically. Now, recognizing your physiological experience of thinking is not just interesting. It's more than that. It's very practical when it comes to habit change, particularly, because most habits begin before we recognize that we're doing anything at all. So in Habits and Health, we say the more you give to this practice, the more it gives back to you. Because developing your capacity to recognize your own experience is a big first step in creating the changes you want to make. And whether you can only do this for a moment or a couple of moments or 15 minutes, at this time, you are practicing taking charge of your own rhythm. And it is a practice, and practice, as I've said recently, creates progress. Well, I hope you find this engaging. And if so, you can come to habitsintohealth.com, find out more. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and I host this show and all of the Habits Into Health programs. I have gifts for you, and that includes this podcast, but also my new ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit, or Does Your Habit Have You? And in it, I discuss 5 warning signs that you're stuck, and what you can do about them. Come to habitsintohealth.com and on the right sidebar, fill in your name and email address, and I'll send the ebook to you. And while you're there, you can listen to more podcasts by checking the podcast menu on the website. Or go to iTunes and search for Habits Into Health, and you can subscribe to get this podcast regularly. You can also come to Facebook. Search for Habits Into Health, and you'll get posts when episodes are published. And both of these, the podcast and the ebook, introduce you to my perspective. If you do want more, I'm going to be offering a free introductory teleseminar on May the 31st. And one thing I'm going to discuss is why trying to get rid of a self-defeating habit is actually more likely to keep it around. And that there are other approaches to making this a healing journey and not so stressed and pressured. If you're in the San Francisco Bay Area and you want to experience these practices in person, there are some upcoming events. Our March 1-hour mini retreat for men and women is actually happening this week, Tuesday, on March the 18th. Next month, it's on Tuesday, April the 15th. We do the third Tuesday for just an hour from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific time. On Saturday, May the 3rd, I'm going to be hosting a half-day retreat on 5 Steps to the New You. This is a chance to have a private experience of the methods that I teach and to feel the profound impact it can have in helping you stop blocking yourself from taking your life in the direction you want to go. The best way to find out about these events is to go to the website, give me your name and email address, and you'll not only get some good news through the ebook, but it will add you to my newsletter list where I share quotes and engaging information and details about my events. Let's talk about our topic. Lately, we've been covering some general concepts and applying them to the one-up, one-down habit that happens in relationships. The first general concept is keeping your own side of the street clean, and the second one is taking inventory. So about keeping your own side of the street clean, this is something that a lot of my clients are relating to. It gives them a goal to focus on with a daily practice as well, and that is to be in high integrity with others, no matter how they treat you. This is a healthy habit to cultivate, even though it's not easy to do. Reason being, it's great when you get what you want, but when that doesn't happen, do you want to feel rotten, bummed out, angry, resentful, all sorts of feelings? I don't think so. The more effective course of action is to focus on how you handle yourself, because even if you don't get what you want, the best gift you can give yourself is satisfaction with how you've handled the conflict or the issue or just managing the discussion. Then the second concept is about taking inventory. This happens when you focus on what another person is doing, trying to figure them out, even believing that you know what's going on inside them, what they're thinking and feeling and why they're doing what they're doing. Whew, sounds like a whole lot of work. Well, you are taking inventory big time when you do this, and it's a way of putting yourself in a one-up position relative to someone else, and it also builds walls. Sure you want to do that? Probably not. Now, today we're talking about the one-down position, so it may be easier to recognize this from that side, being the person who's being judged. So consider, wouldn't you rather that the inventory taker shared what was going on in themselves rather than telling you what's happening in you? I think so. Well, lately we've been exploring different situations in which you're stuck in that powerless position relative to someone else, in a situation that's voluntary. We talked earlier about situations where it's not quite voluntary and how you can take care of yourself. If you want to review the podcast where we discuss the one-time situation or the scenario where your past experience is triggered, then come to the website, habitsintohealth.com, and in the search box on the top right, type 1-down, and those episodes will come up. This time, we're going to talk about something a little trickier. And that's when you realize that you're keeping yourself in a one-down place as a general rule. It's not a one-time thing with a single person where you can make a clean boundary and the other person listens and learns. It's not even a repeating thing with a single person. One way my clients have talked about that, we call different person, same relationship, because they're recognizing that what's happening now is similar to a previous experience. But in this case, the one-down dynamic is a repeating thing with many people. And if this is true for you, I'm going to guess that you feel powerless, not just in relationship to others, but about the whole darn pattern altogether. This is so painful and complex, and I am not going to tell you that there's one magic trick, or even two, that are going to turn this around. But we can invest some time now in getting you started. The challenging news is that you may be punishing yourself for being in these shoes. Self-punishment is a habit too, so we have to peel off this layer to guide the healing process. The good news is that you're here and you're listening. In Habits Into Health, we start small, and that's what we're going to do. In fact, you've already started it by doing the practice today. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to observe your experience this week of feeling one down. And should any uncomfortable feeling show up, Come back to this podcast or any other Habits into Health podcast and follow the experiential practice. If you're able, write down your experience, and it could be just a few words, along with the day and time. I recommended that you add the day and time. If you notice that you go into self-punishment just from recognizing the pattern, congratulations! You have peeled off a hidden layer, and you're no longer hiding out. And of course, you're going to feel uncomfortable, but you do not have to self-destruct. In fact, if you let yourself feel the discomfort, this is a terrific start, believe it or not. Here's how it goes. You ask yourself, when was the last time I felt this discomfort? How do these feelings now compare with back then? Back then could be earlier today, or 5 or 10 or 20 years ago. Doesn't matter. You can ask yourself, how long did it take back then before I recognized that I felt discomfort? If I recognized it at all, how long did it take this time? What shifts do I notice between then and now? Ask yourself that, however small they count. If this time happens to reflect a relapse, well, it's good to know this because you can explore what's going on in your current life in the moment that would lead to this relapse. Check out your nutrition, exercise, not getting enough sleep, too much stress, stuff like that. If this time reflects progress, however small, celebrate. Give yourself a pat on the back. Buy yourself some flowers. Change does not tend to happen in big leaps. It happens in small movements, small steps. And even the practice of observation itself is a small step that begins the process of strengthening you away from being stuck in your one-down habit. And of course, there is more to this than these small steps. Way more than I can cover in a podcast, however brief or long it is. And that's why I'm doing more in-person retreats and starting teleseminars, so we can devote more time in a valuable way to get to those layers that are underneath your habit and turn them around. Now you might be asking, why am I focused on the person in the one-down shoes? Well, because most of the time, people who play one-up don't think they've got a problem. They're not uncomfortable with themselves, so they don't seek help because they don't think they need it. So chances are, they're not listening to this podcast. But let's say that you're one of those folks, and you're feeling a little uncomfortable. You're recognizing something in yourself. It takes a lot for a person who plays one up to get that they're taking inventory, that it's not good for them, much less for others. So if you're beginning to get some hints about this for yourself, next time we'll explore some tricky ways that one-up works and how you can recognize this in yourself and in others. For now, I'm going to sign off. If you have a habit that's creating problems for yourself or for others, or if someone you know has a self-defeating habit, then come to HabitsIntoHealth.com and request my free ebook. I think you'll find that it'll help you clarify the issues you're dealing with. And you can also find other podcasts and articles and resources right there on the website. I always like to end by saying, start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling so out of control over your unhealthy habits and wondering what's wrong with you or what you're doing wrong, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them instead of the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.